This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 12, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item, item number three, is draft advisory opinion 2014-21, Cambria Health Solutions, Inc. And we have with us Joanna Waldstreicher and Robert Knopp of the Office of General Counsel. And could you please make a presentation? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Avil. And I believe we also have counsel for the requester here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were standing up. Please come forward. Good morning. And could you please state your name
for
the commission?
Sure. My name is William Miner on behalf of Cambia Health Solutions.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Miner.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1509A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Cambia Health Solutions, Inc. Cambia is a health insurance company that does business under licensing agreements with Blue Cross Blue Shield and also engages in both insurance and other types of business not using the Blue Cross Blue Shield marks. Since its inception, Cambia's SSF has been considered affiliated with the SSF of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. The request asks whether, due to significant changes in Cambia's business relationship with Blue Cross Blue Shield since Cambia's SSF was established, the two SSFs may no longer be considered affiliated. The draft concludes, based on an analysis of the 10 factors set forth in 11 CFR 100.5G, as well as the overall relationship between Cambia and Blue Cross Blue Shield, that the two SSFs are no longer affiliated. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. And if the draft is approved, OGC requests authority to make any technical and conforming changes that are needed. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions by the, or comments by the members of the commission? Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of draft advisory opinion 2014-21 as set forth in agenda document number 15-09-A, and that we authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any technical and conforming changes necessary.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. All those voting no, please signify by saying no. That would be me. No. Thank you. So
I'm going to change my vote to no. Sorry, I was thinking of the other.
Okay. all right. The votes are then 3-2, and that would be Commissioner Goodman, Vice Chair Peterson, Commissioner Weintraub voting yes, Ravel and Walter voting no, and we are still awaiting the vote from Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one comment on this. This is consistent with the previous AO that we issued in very similar circumstances, and obviously we should be consistent from one to the next. One factor that was particularly persuasive to me was the lack of overlap in the contribution patterns. I mean, it doesn't look like these are groups that are trying to double their contribution limit, basically, by having them two groups supporting the same candidate when there used to be one limit for those contributions. So I found that to be a particularly persuasive factor. But as I said, it's in line with the previous AO that we had issued to another Blue Cross, former affiliate of Blue Cross Blue Shield. So that's why I voted the way I did.
We appreciate your comment. My concern with respect to this is that the two entities are still very deeply financially intertwined in a way that I think was factually distinct from the previous AO, and for that reason, it does not seem to me to fit within our designation about how it could be distinct. So, but we will await Commissioner Hunter's vote for an ultimate determination in this matter.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming forward.